Wow. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Straight Up Dough. My name is Jocelyn. I'm the brunette. We've got Katie. She's the redhead.
Hello.
And we have Carly. She's the blonde.
Hey.
Carly is coming at us with another straight up unidentified case.
All right. Tonight, we're talking about Eklutna Annie. I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing that right. I had to look it up. On July 17th, 1980, the skeletal remains of a female were found buried along a power line in a heavily wooded area in Eklutna, Alaska. She had been stabbed in the back. Now, in 1984, a local baker named Robert Hansen, who was also known as the Butcher Baker, listed her among the 17 to 21 women that he had admitted to killing in and around Anchorage between 1971 and 1983.
That is a crazy ass story.
Yeah, we have to do that sometime.
For sure. So he says that Eklutna Annie was his first victim, but he didn't know her name. He said that she was either an exotic dancer or a sex worker, and he killed her when she tried to escape as he was taking her to his home. But the victim has no identification, and she could not be matched to a missing persons report. Hansen said the woman might have said she or her family lived in Kodiak. Robert Hansen died in prison in 2014, so we can't really get any more information from him. Police believe that Annie may have come to Alaska from Washington or California and may have been a runaway. Now, mind you, Annie is not her actual name by any means. That's just, they named her Annie instead of Jane. People apparently were getting confused about this when I was reading articles about her, not her name. Eklutna Annie is described as a white and possibly Native American female, aged 16 to 25, between 4'11" and 5'3". Her weight is unknown and her eye color is unknown, but she does have long, light brown hair. There are no available dental records, no fingerprints, and no DNA samples. She was wearing reddish brown knee-high high-heeled vinyl boots with a nylon zipper on the side, a light-colored sleeveless knit sweater, and a brown leather hip-length jacket. Annie was also wearing lots of jewelry. She was wearing a wide copper bracelet with a stamped flora design and three turquoise stones, a turquoise and brown shell necklace with a heart pendant and twisted metal bead spacers, gold-plated metal hoop earrings, a white hell ring with a brown inset ring, a gold-plated chain-linked Timex watch with a brown face and white hands. They also found Salem matches in the pocket of her jacket. We'll share pictures of all of Annie's jewelry that was found, along with a photo rendering of what she may have looked like. Anyone with information regarding Eklutna Annie and her possible identity are encouraged to call the Anchorage Police Department at 907-786-8900.
Listen to Straight Up Evil.